From beautiful downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, this is CKUW 95.9 FM.
Little rhymes shot off the wall. Yeah! try to bite me. Look at how we die. Look at all my dead friends. See them on the north side, see them in the west end. Ain't nobody listening, so it ain't a question. Lost a couple decades, watch me for the next 10. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. From the north with the poor and the faceless. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. Take care, every day we on the same shit. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. From the north with the poor and the faceless. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. It's take care, every day we on the same shit. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. For a little something, the shit could get dangerous. At a kitchen table, pound full of wake up. On a two-dayer with the drug then the makeup. My homegirl stayed hooked, hit with the heat mask. Now she all over the place, sent the E-Trend. Pulling out the trump card, put it on her visa. 9 hours later, like, where my G's at? Look at where I come from, look at Big Mike. He stand about 5'4", but swing a big pipe. He'll let you watch him piss for some chicken and a Sprite. A bottle and a prison, you could get him for the night. Look at how we end up, look at all the empties. Not a cent between us, scheming on a sentry. Bloodied, unbroken, believers and skeptics. Slacked out windows, freeway to the exit. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. From the north with the poor and the faceless. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. Take care, every day we on the same shit. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. From the north with the poor and the faceless. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. It's take care, every day we on the same shit.
I can do for you, then you should tell me. I wanna know, I wanna know. Oh, thanks, Lil Rich. Hey man, how's your health? Your town's on the list, and I've been running around trying to find myself. You got enough as it was, and as it was, as it was. Hey man, how's your health? Me, I'm feeling sick. Everyone likes what you're doing.
I think I'm wasting my time. I think I'm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dollar, dip, Yeah, yeah.
New baby
ass. Pressure cooking like the oxtail. Slow cook for the books. If the Jakes get a look, don't be shook by the crooks, yeah. Fish gets nigga eating off of hooks. I'm moving straight up the board just like a rook. Got a bitch and she stush. Know I'm out to make a push. I ain't caught up in a rush, yeah. Had to take my time and slow it down. Keep it on the hush, yeah. I'm talking on the down low. Got a link that you could download. You can get it when you pass go. This to me is natural, for real, yeah. I'm out there in the field, baby. Yeah, trying to make a meal. Yeah, no imagine the fail. You can get a little, mama, I ain't seen you in days. I be out your whip and work, look like I got me a raise. A new cut, fresh D, and a brand new blade. New slave, getting money, and it's all that I crave. New wave, keep the sails up. Got no wind in my back with no rudder. I was stabbing the back by my brothers. Check. I was trying to stack for my mud. Get it while I got it going good.
My ROI looking amazing. Under my seats, no fire, that's all patience. High stakes and abundance of time. Tossing clothes and continue to baste it. I'm making X amounts so my business is good. X amounts so my family is straight. We ain't fold till the wheels fall off. I get money everywhere that I'm at. No disclosure when I step in the bank, yeah. Arrange them like a Barzini meeting. Complaining like we all see you eating. We all got our motherfucking demons. Knew something fishy when they all think you're sleeping. Loyalty over love, that's the way of life. Dollar deal, he a giant with a major price. We on the forefront. I got coverage on all stunts. Yo, tell them how you heavily bossed up.
You can get a little, mama, I ain't seen you in days. I be out your whip and work, look like I got me a raise. A new cut, fresh D, and a brand new blade. New slave, getting money, and it's all that I crave. New wave, keep the sails up. Got no wind in my back, with no rudder. I was stabbing the back by my brothers. I'm just trying to stack for my mother. Get it while I got it, gon' get it. Little mama, I ain't seen you in days. I be out your whip and work, look like I got me a raise. A new cut, fresh D, and a brand new blade. New slave, getting money, and it's all that I crave. New wave, keep the sails up. Got no wind in my back with no rudder. I was stabbing the back by my brothers. I'm just trying to stack for my mother. Get it while I got it, gon' good.
Downtown Underground, CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Welcome back to Ronnie's Rapturous Reviews.
Chromacopia.
It's been several days since Tyler the Creator dropped his new album, Chromacopia. I listened to the album Minute One when it came out October 28th at 5 a.m., and I had a great time with it. I also had a great time before the album came out, tracking the rollout. I'll get into this more later, but besides the great music he makes, the way Tyler handles his music outside of the album with his rollout and his response is really something I have respect for him. He's famous for having short, succinct, and consistent album rollouts that only last about 2 weeks. And I wasn't sure he was going to do such a short album rollout this time around, because if you know anything about Tyler, he consistently releases an album every 2 years on the dot, and his last release was the deluxe edition of Call Me If You Get Lost last year. Before that was Call Me If You Get Lost in 2021, the original. So I assumed, even though it was only deluxe, we would have to wait until 2025 for the next album cycle. But I was pleasantly surprised to see that the day after the initial video hyping up Chromacopia, that Tyler revealed that the release date was only 2 weeks away. The videos and events leading up to the release were, as always, impressive and amazing. The initial video, Saint Chroma, which ended up being the first track, had some amazing production and cinematic value to it, with a persisting theme of this warm, almost sepia black and white before exploding into a saturated world of color, which ties into the inspiration for some of this album being a book called The Phantom Tollbooth, where a character named Chroma the Great orchestrates color into a world that would be black and white without him. Outside of the videos and social media, in the real world, there were several green Chromacopia trucks in certain locations in America, and those green trucks are a huge part of the marketing. I never had a chance to see any of those trucks, but like the billboards and phone numbers for the rollout of Call Me If You Get Lost, I always love real-world elements to a rollout. It makes it feel like a scavenger hunt or something. Needless to say, the album Rollout was a 10 out of 10. Now onto the actual album. I love the production. Tyler always produces his own music, and his style definitely shines through here. His piano and synth always are a standout in his music, especially on songs like Darling I, Like Him, Hey Jane. And even on sample-heavy songs like Noid, he injects his own style on breaks, like this moment on Noid. Someone's keeping Speaking of samples, the choices of samples on this album were expertly done. One very small thing that I love about Tyler's albums are the little noises that he repeats throughout the album to keep them feeling cohesive. Like there's a hey noise that plays on a couple songs in Flower Boy. On this, it was this noise.
No cameras out, please. I wanna eat in peace. Don't want...
Ashamed of the side of me, cause honestly, T is not perfect. So how can I get everything from one person? I'm at the altar, but I'm still searching.
Wear a condom.
What can me force you to relax? You was thick, you was beating. Too much drive, I'm a terabyte. I got a big old head, I ain't like D.
And this noise plays on damn near every song. People on Reddit have said it's probably a song by Big L called The Graveyard. It's all over the album, and again, just really small production choices like that can tie an album together. Another repeating sound is the wavy trumpet that pops on in a few songs and really adds so much to each of them.
Man, you would start all over if we keeping it real. Current life is full, but you ain't feeling fulfilled.
Them niggas thought I was dead. Them niggas thought I was dead. These niggas thought I was...
Other great samples include Drop It Like It's Hot as the drum beat for Darling I. And the biggest use of sampling for an instrumental was probably the track Noid. Besides the samples and decisions, I really do think a lot of the production on the individual tracks are brilliant. And as I go track by track, I'll continue to talk about the production, but I think it's time to talk about the messaging and lyrics of the album. A lot of people have called this Tyler's Mr. Morale, and I think that's fair. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is Kendrick Lamar's most recent album, and it's where he really delves into personal issues and insight. And just like that album, I think maybe the best part of this new Tyler album is the themes and message in the lyrics of the album. The album really digs deep into Tyler's issues of abandonment, aging, and relationships in a really interesting and engaging way. Saint Chroma is a really amazing introduction to the album, with Tyler sort of whisper rapping on the front end of the track with militaristic stomping beat, which is a theme I'll talk about later. Before we hear the bridge with him and Daniel Caesar singing Can You Feel the Light, Can You Feel That Fire, a sentiment that Tyler echoes in this album and has echoed throughout his career, notably in the back end of What's Good off Igor.
My eyes open now, I see her.
On that album, the light mainly represented clarity and realizing how toxic the relationship he's in is. In this album, it's likely representing his artistic passion and inspiration. We then are launched into this explosive chorus before we get a great verse to set up the album with notable lyrics like, Mirror got me thinking about my bookend, I just need this time to figure me out. Do I keep the light or do I gracefully bow out? Which to me is kind of a play on, it's better to burn out than to fade away. And the verse is generally setting up the introspective tone of the album.
Chromacopia.
The next track is Ratatata, which is an all-out banger hip-hop song with this energetic beat and a few notable moments like him saying He's the biggest out the city next to Kenny, referring to Kendrick, of course.
She ain't never met no one who talk like that. And if you hang up on a nigga, bitch, I call right back. Yeah. Roll my windows up. Dollar rolling windows up. Biscuit ass niggas wonder how I got my...
This then leads into Noid, which is a full track of him grappling with his fame and his fans. The whole song is him expressing his fear of obsessed fans, which harkens back to Tyler's version of Eminem's Stan, essentially, which is Colossus off his album Wolf. This is a real issue with parasocial relationships and fame, but this leads further into paranoia of people in his life, where he expresses his fear of going into a relationship because they could have a baby with him and try to drain him of money, which ties into a big theme of the album and directly ties into a later song.
I can't even buy a home in private. Home invasions got my brothers dying. Notice every car is driving by. I think my neighbors want me dead. I got a cannon underneath the bed. Triple checking if I lock the door.
Next song is Darling I, which is basically an anthem for non-monogamy. Him expressing how he keeps falling in love and feels trapped just staying in one relationship, which leads into this incredible hard-hitting moment in the middle of the song.
But when that gray hair finally come, at least I felt something if I ain't find a one. Nobody could fulfill me like this music shit does, so I'll be lonely with these Grammys when it's all said and done. Come on.
After this song about how he doesn't think he could commit to one person, and after that line in Noid, we get Hey Jane, which is really all his fears coming true in song form. In Hey Jane, he tells the story of him getting this girl pregnant. Not only does this tie into the themes of his fears regarding relationships, but also his abandonment issues in the sense that Tyler sees his dad in himself, which I can imagine would be pretty scary if you haven't listened to Tyler. His dad wasn't in his life. He talks about it in great songs like Answer off of Wolf.
Hey dad, it's me, oh, I'm Tyler, I think I be your son, sorry, I called you the wrong name, see, my brain's splitting, dad isn't your name, see, dad.
As he has this hard conversation of what to do with the baby, he raps in her perspective and she explains how connected she feels to this mini-me inside of her, and she starts to mention how he doesn't need to be in the baby's life and proposes essentially that he abandons his child, which I imagine brings back a lot of issues.
Hey Jane, we got the news and I know what to do. I didn't panic, I was comforting you. Still in shock, the damn delayed response. Is this really true? If it was bound to happen to me, I'm lucky it's you.
Now this song transitions immediately into a song called I Killed You. Now on first listen, I took that transition far too literally. The song isn't actually about killing anyone. Now I do think it's probably intentional and might hint that they decided, or he decided selfishly, based on his fears of becoming his dad, that they should abort the baby. When I first listened to the album, I thought he literally killed Jane, the woman he was with in that song. But no. I Killed You is actually a standout track for me about hair, mainly. It's about how black people's hair is seen in society as not proper or needing taming. Basically how racism affects hairstyles and how it ends up with many black kids putting chemicals in their hair and trying to make it look a certain way, and the production is really great off this song, too. It's definitely a highlight song that's grown on me, and I think the actual way the topic of the song is discussed is interesting, as well as the double entendre implication it has on previous songs.
I gotta work, I gotta eat. If they see you on top of me, I gotta leave, bitch, I killed you. Your natural state is threatening to the point that I point at myself and self-esteem, bitch, I killed you. No finding out, a couple knots was a map. We escaping them routes right on the scout, bitch, I killed you. Taking you out, it's not a game, full of shame, so we straighten you out. Without a doubt, bitch, I killed you.
The next song, Judge Judy, is another standout for me. It's basically a song about exploration and preferences in relationships and how freeing that exploration can be. It very directly ties into some of the stuff he talks about, Darling I.
She says she never do this, but she think that I'm sweet, so I won't judge Judy. No, I won't.
The next song, Sticky, is another grand epic banger, which has several features. Basically, it's a big braggadocious song about fame and haters and such. It's really fun to listen to, and Tyler always manages to bring out the best of the features he brings on, with Sexy Red, Glorilla, and Lil Wayne all killing it.
sticky situation. Discombobulation. Caught me red-handed, palms itching like rosacea.
Next up is Take Your Mask Off. This takes a journey through several verses with the same theme of taking your mask off, or being yourself. Just as the themes of seeing the light, taking your mask off was another recurring theme prominent in Igor.
So, take your mask off. I need out the picture. Take your mask off. Some love.
In the context of Igor, it directly references him urging his partner to admit that he's gay. The first verse is about a kid trying to act gangster, even with such artistic promise, and ending up in jail. The second verse is about a preacher who is lying to himself about how he's gay. He ends up having a family and hiding behind his fear of sinning and never admits that he's gay, similar to the boyfriend in Igor. The third verse is about a mom who feels trapped as a housewife and her desire to fly away from the nest and pursue other things. Finally, the last verse takes all those ideas and implies it to himself. It's really a hard-hitting diss track against himself, where he is aggressively grilling himself on how he's not number one and how he claims he doesn't wear a mask, but he really does, and that's why he's scared of being a parent. It's really interesting how he uses this philosophy that he's been talking about to his fans prominently in the last few albums and applies it directly to himself, and it really makes for a great track.
Whatever your shit is. That's your luxury.
I hope you find yourself.
Eyes
I hope you find yourself.
I hope you take your mask off.
After that is Tomorrow, which is directly about his fear of aging. The track is a very strong feeling of impending fears and time running out.
Running out of time, running out of time.
It seems a lot of this is stemming from pressure from his friends and his mom. He's seeing how all his friends are having kids and taking next steps in their lives. Add onto that his mom expressing her desire for a grandchild as she ages. A lot of the fears and themes in this album seems to stem from his parents and childhood, and this track really lays that out.
Yeah, what's gotten into me?
Thought I Was Dead brings it back to the militaristic sounds of the first track, Saint Chroma. This one is another song that was released in the rollout, and it's another banger. I love the jazz production, especially the slower decrescendo moments. The song is basically him expressing his opinion of culture vultures and how he wants to escape his fame and disappear. We also get a solid verse from Schoolboy Q on this track. Next up is Like Him, which is the most emotional song on the album. This song, like hinted at in the subtext of Hey Jane, is about being compared to his dad and his fear of becoming like him, which seems to stem from the trauma he's clearly been referencing throughout his entire career, with one of his best choruses, him singing, "Mama, I'm Chasing a Ghost." And it's this really incredible and emotional powerhouse of a song before something is revealed at the end of the song that changes the context of many past verses from Tyler, where his mom tries to explain that it isn't fully his dad's fault and that she might have made the decision to cut ties with him in the first place, which harkens back to Hey Jane again, with Jane trying to explain that he doesn't need to be in their kid's life. It's really one of Tyler's best songs.
Like him, like him.
Following that is this goofy, cartoony beat at the start of Balloon. The penultimate track features just some great bars from Tyler and Dochi with good wordplay like "No lace front, okay, no bells during December, I slay, I don't even like girls, I'm way up." And then we have a grand verse from Dochi belting out some great lyrics. This is another song grappling with his fame and his disdain for his superficiality, which ties into the themes of taking your mask off and creating your own path. Finally, we have I Hope You Find Your Way, wrapping up the album neatly with the main thesis statement, essentially, of being yourself, and again, taking your mask off, like he has been saying throughout the whole album. Throughout the project, Tyler is really calling for future artists to pave their own paths, expressing themselves, and like he says on the first track, give an F about tradition, stop impressing the dead. This, I think, is the main reason he spends so much time reflecting on how his parents and their direct and external pressure has affected him, and how he feels enclosed and trapped by societal pressures because this is him really taking his mask off. I really think this is his most thematically rich album to date. Now, I've spent an entire review gushing over how brilliant I think this album is, but I think there is one problem that I have about this project, and although I love his messaging on the album, and I do love plenty of the production on individual songs of the album, the production as a whole doesn't feel as cohesive or original as I thought it would. There isn't a clear sonic identity or language the same way there is on his past album. Flower Boy has a sound, Igor has a sound, Call Me If You Get Lost has a sound, and while this album has signature noises and ideas, there's not a clear direction. He didn't take a clear direction in the military sound that I expected from the first track, or any specific direction that differentiates this from his body of work. In fact, some songs really remind me of a better album, Igor. So while I really do enjoy this album, and while the story is thematically rich, the sonic identity is kind of poor. In conclusion, I would still give this album a 9 out of 10, although it's not quite as good as his past two albums. But it must be hard to live up to past works when this four-album run he's been on has been really legendary. I really love the social media posts he's made outside of the album, urging fans to listen to this album plenty of times and form complex opinions. And I love how he's been posting people's comments on how they connected to the album. And this seems to tie into the reason that he dropped the album on a Monday, because he thinks dropping it on a Friday like usual, people just listen to it in party context and don't really listen to the album like he thinks people do on the morning walk to work or just throughout the work week. So I really urge you to listen to this album and form your own thoughts. Anyway, that's Chromacopia. See you next time on Ronnie's Radiant Reviews.
Hi, this is Paige Drobot wishing CKUW 95.9 FM a happy 25 years on the FM dial. Congratulations.
Testing.
I had a dream. And my grandmother was dead. She's working in the theater.
Every Tuesday night, unfold the sonic blanket and wrap yourself in the sounds of punk, indie rock, electronic, and much more from near and far. We get cozy every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 on CKUW 95.9 FM.